Mic check one.
Mic check two.
Cool. I mean, if you want to have a seat, feel free to have a seat. Make yourself comfortable.
Ooh, thank you.
I'm going to close the door.
Oh.
Where are you? Doing an audio check, and I'm just trying to get like any of the audio foibles. Foibles is a fun word, out of the way. We've had issues in the past with popping, with crackling, and all kinds of fuckery, and I'm sick of the fuckery, so I'm literally like doing things to agitate the audio. We recorded a segment recently. I don't know if it's up yet or not, but it will be up soon, and it was a conspiracy theory segment. I'm not going to say which one it was. I'll let you guys be the judge later on, but Armando knows the segment.
I know.
And we had some audio interference yet again. Being that this is a podcast, primarily, it's very important that the audio is taken into account. So what I did, Armando, was I went to Guitar Center. Mm-hmm. And I asked the gentleman there, I said, excuse me, sir, as I always do, pardon me, sir, what would be the best option for recording audio onto my computer? And he said, well, it's not the interface that's the problem. If you're getting pops and crackling, it's probably the program. The program is probably just not able to, and this is any advice to any podcasters out there, people who do YouTube videos, and you're getting like pops or crackles in your audio. He said it might just be the software, the programming that you're using at the time of recording. It may just be not able to take all the information in that you're giving it at the time, and it may be lagging or slow. So he said he recommends switching programs and trying different things. So I recently purchased GarageBand. Problem is that I've never used it before, and so I'm sitting there trying to figure out the interface, but it's way more different. It's like switching from PC to Mac. You know, like you need at least a half hour learning curve to fuck with it.
Right.
And I downloaded it just before you came over. So we're using the old format of the recording right now, and that's what this audio check is about. So that's why we've been going on and on at length, so I can see if there's cracks and poppling. Poppling. Crackling and poppling. Cracks and poppling.
Think it's a good idea. Good idea to check.
I mean, that's sound advice. I mean, literally, I was at, like, I would have spent money. So, like, he stopped me from buying another audio interface. He knew he knew the two audio interfaces I had.
Right.
And he knew that they should work.
Right.
With my computer. So he could have fucking shystered me and got me to buy some shit, but instead he was like, you know what, man? Maybe you should just switch programs. And you know what? We need more people like that in the world, honestly. Like, people who aren't trying to fuck you over. Because that guy's just making an hourly wage. Maybe he makes some, like,
commission.
Maybe. But, like, off of me, he'll probably get $100, if that, for some audio interface. Because I'm not going to buy, like, a fucking $5,000 soundboard. I'm poor as shit. Unless you guys want to donate to yotina.podomatic.com. Again, that's yotina.podomatic.com for all of your Team Awesome Inc. needs. Also, check out Simmer Mike on the YouTubeverse. Anyway, audio check is over. Ready to do a show?
I guess so.
Loading program.
It's time for loot update, bitches! No rating. No date. Calculate. No more waiting. No update.
What's up, people? Mike Zimmer here at the Awesome Pad, yet again joined with Armando Aranda. This is Team Awesome Inc., a podcast coming at you semi-live yet again. You know, normally we're live at soundcast.fm, and we would have been live on Sunday, but fortunately, we weren't able to get the guest in. We had a very fun musical guest planned, but they're very busy. They're doing shows all over Manhattan and the world, apparently, so like everywhere. So the next like live show we'll be doing at Soundcast will be a fun musical guest, I promise you. Again, it might be Stoddy or Andriana. But whatever. It could be anybody. It could be anybody.
Yeah,
might be somebody new. I mean, I'm thinking about venturing out, man, because, you know, we're Space Mango. By the way, to get all the plugs out of the way, Armando Ron and I do Space Mango musical improv out here in New York City. It's fun times. It's good stuff. That's just the draft of the door, Armando. No one's coming in, and there's no ghost trying to get you.
I think there's a ghost. See, did
you
hear that?
Talk about it. You see, when you talk about the ghost, Armando, what happens? Ghost gets mad. Don't talk about it. See?
Right.
Moving along, more social media plugs that must get out of the way. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Follow Soundcast tweets at SoundcastFM. Our website is yotina.podmac.com. Say what? Yotina.podmac.com. Go there, find out all of our information, download all the latest stuff. You can also like, download, and subscribe on iTunes. Go to iTunes and just type in Team Awesome Inc. You'll get all of our episodes. And thanks to Podomatic, all of our library, all of our backlog of all of our episodes ever for like the last 5 years that we haven't like deleted or whatever is available to download on Podomatic. So if, like, we have a library of about 4 or 5 years of audio that you guys can just go and pour through. Go. It's free. Check it out. Listen to the show progress. Listen to it start off in a bedroom and end up in a bedroom and then end up in a studio and then end up in another studio, then end up in a theater. Get all over this fucking place, man. It's all over this bitch. But anyway, that's enough. Enough with that. Plugs out of the way. Social media's out of the way. Armando, Nerd updates. I generally like to start off with news about our own personal lives.
Oh, yeah.
How are you doing? How have you been? People last time wanted to know about the heating in your home. It's gotten better. You finally have heating, but now it's warm outside, so it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, so now it doesn't matter. Also, there's like a little hack. Like, well, since I went vegan, it's just like...
Yeah, since I went vegan.
Vegan.
Go on. Yeah. Tell the people why you went vegan, though.
Because my stomach was not having it. Like, mm-hmm. It was not having the
his
beef.
His stomach was like, look, man.
It has beef with beef.
You need to go vegan.
Yeah.
So he went vegan and he's been happy ever since.
He was having relatively.
Yeah. So what about the veganness?
I think
why are you bringing this shit up again?
I was eating a lot of.
God damn it! Sorry, I'm just trying to be as cruel as possible, and there's no need for it. We're doing Let's Plays now. Thanks to Armando, he's been a fucking tech whiz setting up this. The capture device for doing the Let's Play. So we're going to be doing video games now. Let's Play. Yep. That's the announcement that we had. We said video games. It's official. We finally did our first test run through of the Let's Plays.
Yep.
We're doing it. We got Halo Wars coming up and Star Wars Battlefront.
Right.
That'll be up on YouTube soon. You can check us out playing those games. Thank you, Armando, for setting that up and hooking that up.
No problem.
It depended on a capture device, an Xbox One, and some gumption.
And
thanks to Armando and some duct tape, we've worked it out.
And a laptop.
And a laptop. We worked all this shit out. I'm excited to get that out, guys. I can't wait for you to watch it. But yeah, the vegan thing. What brings up the veganness and blah, blah, blah.
The vegan. Okay.
Bring up your vegan shit. Everyone take a break.
I was eating a lot of fiber. It looked like I was just like probably not getting enough calories maybe. So I think that like my body was not generating heat as well.
Oh, I see. So your body was kind of like, dude, I don't have enough fire.
Yeah,
I don't have enough energy to burn to make you warm.
I just got
to
keep you alive.
Fuck.
You know?
Yeah.
So
I'm trying to help you, man.
So yeah, like last night I discovered I ate like a whole package of Fig Newtons. And
what an odd cookie choice. Sorry. Right. No, it's okay. Just what an odd cookie choice. Fig Newtons?
Right.
You just said to me, dude, you just said to me, I ate a whole, what did you say? A whole
package.
You ate a whole package of Fig Newtons.
Yes.
Of all the cookies that you could just go ham on. You said, fuck it, Fig Newtons?
Fig Newtons.
All right. If there's anyone out there, leave a comment, hashtag Fig Newtons. Seriously, hashtag figs. No, figs are a real thing. Fig Newtons aren't real. I mean, they're real, but they're gross. Not gross. Some of them, I don't know, you got to be in the mood for Fig Newtons. But, okay, so you ate a whole bag of figs. Fig Newtons.
Fig Newtons, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
So how do you feel after that?
I felt good. Like, I felt like my body was generating heat.
Are Fig Newtons like old people cookies?
Kind of.
Because like they're soft and like mushy. Good for the digestion.
Like, somebody chewed them up first. And like,
I swear to God we're going to talk about nerd stories, but I just had to know why Armando ate a whole bag of Fig Newtons. Leave comments. Go to Team Awesome Inc. at Team Awesome Inc. and say why. Like, let us know about Fig Newtons. Like, let me know why someone would want to eat them. Because I don't get those.
I could tell you.
Out of all the cookies, I don't get it. Just tell me. Get it out of the way. All
right.
I got to know. Why Fig Newtons? Because I've had them before, and they're not. I don't think they're that great.
Well, I mean, no offense. Not, but I mean, No, I just looked for something that wasn't too bad for me. Like,
honestly, aren't they still bad for you though?
Yeah, they are. They're sugar. They're sugar and refined flour and
see, that's the thing. I ask you these questions and you know the answer to them. Like most people are like, "Oh yeah, they got bad shit in them." But you're like specifically, you know what the specific bad shit
is. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Which is like, damn. Like I know. So you actually care about your body.
Well, yeah.
You actually care about how you treat your body.
Yeah. Yeah.
Other people are just bullshitting me. Fuck, I just realized it. Anyway,
no, I mean,
so but I mean, like, I mean, all the cookies, that's the one you allow yourself to indulge.
Yeah, okay.
Because you're vegan.
Or
so.
Like Kashi stuff. Or
oh, yeah,
whatever.
Kashi's good. I've had some Kashi but, yeah, shit.
But,
Kashi
I mean,
makes some
but,
good Thin Mints, man.
But it's still refined sugar.
Yeah, you're right.
Sometimes it's oil in there, too. So, but I just wanted to get a lot of calories in there without, I mean, I think the fiber was, like, getting in my way, too, for me,
of
calories.
Yeah.
So, like, also, I'm just going to think of, like, just blending up my beans and blending up my lentils and stuff like that, so it'll be easier to digest, so I could get more calories in that way. The thing is, calories, and the fiber would just slow it down, and I can't eat as much calories if I get too much fiber.
Yeah, that's understandable.
If everything's too intact.
Yeah.
So well, I figure, like, you know, I could process it a little bit. I guess it won't be too bad, you know?
Right.
I mean, it's better than not digesting it at all.
That's true.
And, yeah, you know, like, I figure if I'm eating refined sugar, I am killing myself. But if I'm not getting out off my ass and being productive stuff.
Guys, I hate to completely.
Am I really living?
I mean, I hate to completely derail the nerd update, but this is fairly nerdy. I mean, being vegan is a nerdy thing, right? I mean,
yeah,
you're a vegan nerd, right? That's a nerd thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
like,
I guess
before
so
we get
now.
To the articles and the stories, which we I promise we'll get to.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing how much shit has sugar in it? Even shit that you don't know has sugar in it. You're like, oh, potato chips don't have sugar in it. Yeah, they do. Like fucking like anything that
sugar.
Is processed has sugar in it,
yeah.
Basically.
Or oil. Yeah, the veggie
fucking
chips have
everything.
Oil.
And everyone's like, well, sugar's not that bad. Yeah, it is. Sugar is technically a drug.
Yep.
It's an upper. It's a stimulant.
Yeah, it's a stimulant.
And then it's a downer.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when you think about it, like they're selling us like trans fat and sugar and all
although
this
shit. Your body handles insulin spikes better if you are vegan.
True. But, you know, again... People will love to argue you on all of this.
Oh, yeah, that's
you
true.
Know people are going to come out of the woodwork like, fuck you, Armando, telling us you're vegan. I thought you were cool. Or unless they're hipsters and they're like, yeah, Armando's on our side. Yeah. I'll tell you what. I had a steak the other day.
Mm-hmm.
It was all right.
It was just all right.
I mean, I'm not going to say like it was the best steak I ever had in my life, but
okay.
I mean, it was a steak. It was good. I ate it.
Okay.
You know, unless I go to a restaurant and get like a filet mignon or something like really fancy that I know.
Yeah.
Is
I mean,
like it's all just meat. Meat is meat. Like chicken tastes like fucking chicken. Beef tastes like beef. It's what you put in it that makes it taste good.
Yeah.
Sorry to have a vegan talk. Before the nerd update,
there's going to be a holy war in the comments.
But,
I know.
Oh my god!
Look, I'm not judging anybody for not being vegan.
No,
like,
he's never been like that.
Like you know what?
And neither am I for that matter. In fact, I'm not judging you if you are vegan. You fucking hippie. Sorry, but I'm not judging you, you goddamn commie.
No, I'm just like, you know, if it's good for if you're convinced that it's good for your body, go ahead and do it. Or if you don't care if it's good for your body or not, that's fine with me too.
Yeah, do whatever you want. It's up to you. It's your life. Live it. And that's how we're gonna start the nerd update.
Right.
All right, here's our first story on the nerd docket. Lego Batman, while not perfect, was still a great ode to the character of Batman and his history. Hell, I couldn't help but get a little misty-eyed at the end. However, one of the big standouts, surprisingly, was Michael Cera's portrayal of Dick Grayson's version of Robin. Lego Batman, the movie with Will Arnett as Batman, is fucking awesome. It's really good. People need to watch this. It's funny. It's the Lego movie, but it's Batman.
Right.
Like, if you like the Lego movie, imagine Will Arnett as Batman in that movie. That's what you get. It's awesome.
Right.
Michael Cera is Robin. Come on, dude.
Wow. Reunited again.
Dude, reunited. Like, the rest of development style. Gob and George Michael. So, get this. It's no surprise that huge Bat fan Chris McKay, director of the Lego Batman movie, has been tapped to flesh out Robin in a live-action film, or rather, what Dick Grayson becomes once he leaves Batman. That's right, bitches. Nightwing. We're getting possibly getting Nightwing. So this also explains once and for all which Robin died prior to Batman v Superman. It's still in early talks, all right? So don't get, like, thinking it's going to happen completely. And here's why I bring this up. I've talked about DC a lot on the show, haven't I, Armando? And how I kind of think that Warner Brothers needs to leave them the fuck alone.
Remember how we talked about
if Ben Affleck leaves Batman, why don't they just do Nightwing? The reason why Nightwing is in talks right now, I think, is DC's way of saying, oh, you don't want to be Batman anymore? We'll just do Nightwing. Fuck you, Ben Affleck. I think that's what this is. I think this is a bargaining tool. I think this is bullshit on Warner Brothers trying to fucking trick Batfleck into staying as Batfleck and saying, we'll just replace you with Nightwing. We'll say you died and Nightwing will be the new Batman. I think if Ben Affleck quits, this is what they're going to do, and they're trying to trick him because none of this has been confirmed.
If I was in his shoes, I would be like, yeah, go fuck ahead. Fuck you.
we know which... So in Batman
go make a shitty movie with Nightwing.
Yeah, go make a shitty Nightwing movie. I'm going to go off and be a successful filmmaker, which I already was before you made me Batman.
Right.
Like Argo, that's a fantastic film. What is it? The Town? God, what else? Live by Night? The dude is like, he's got another one. He's got like four, and they're all like four for four, like awesome movies. So,
right.
And they wouldn't let that motherfucker direct Batman and like write. I'm just, again, gobsmacked, dumbfounded by that. Like, they let Chris Nolan do whatever the fuck he wanted, but I guess they're trying to create a cohesive universe at Warner Brothers with the DC Comics. God, it's such bullshit. I'm not mad at all. So, we know, okay, basically, in Batman v Superman, we figured out which Robin it was. It wasn't Dick Grayson that died. That's right, nobody knows unless you read the comics. You don't know who the fuck these guys are. Dick Grayson? Tim Drake? Who's the other guy that came in after Tim Drake? Then there was Damian Wayne. Oh my God! All the comments are gonna hate me. They're like, you don't remember the three Robins?
There was Girl Robin. Lady
Robin. She was in The Dark Knight Returns, the Frank Miller comic. Girl Robin, Lady Robin. Tim Drake didn't die though. The one that died was the one that everyone hated. And I think I removed him from my memory, which is why I can't remember his name.
Well, is that bad?
They had a vote, like
really?
Back in the 90s, in the early 90s, before there was really an internet, they had a telethon to see if like the Robin would die.
Yeah.
And unanimously people voted for Robin to die because he was the most hated Robin. He took over for Dick Grayson and everyone hated him. Everyone. And so they voted to have him killed. And so you know how they killed him? They had the Joker beat him to death with a crowbar.
Nice.
For fuck's sake, that was a child. They had the Joker kill a child with a crowbar. That's fucking dark and hardcore. You won't see that in the fucking movies. They won't throw that shit in fucking DC, Warner Brothers, bullshit, Suicide Squad, Batman v Superman, the Batman, Flash, Justice Forever, and for all.
Lantern.
Lantern, power, activate, form of... Lantern that's green. Shit. My problem is that this is, I think this is a bargaining chip. What do you think, Armando? Thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's a bargaining chip. But
doesn't it seem like a bargaining chip for to get Ben Affleck to stay as the Batfleck?
Yeah, I hope he doesn't take the bait.
I really hope he doesn't take it as bait, like to stay. If he leaves, I would have more respect for him leaving than staying.
Yes.
If he stayed on as Batman and had somebody else direct him in that movie, which we all know he would have made a fucking great Batman movie, if the Argo in the Town is any indication of what he can do, or Live by Night as a filmmaker, for fuck's sake, let him make it. Let him act in it. Let him star in it. Let that guy make a Batman movie, but they're not doing it, and now they're threatening, like, all right, you're not going to do our Batman movie our way, and you're going to leave, we're just going to make a shitty Nightwing movie, and he's going to be like, fine. Everyone's on my side anyway. Like, fuck you guys. However, the possibility of a Nightwing movie, I'm not going to say no.
Yeah, I'm not going to say
no.
Come
on.
I'm going to wait for the reviews.
I would wait for some trailers. I would wait to see, like, you know, any early buzz.
Yeah. If somebody paid me to see it, then I would,
Of course. If someone paid us to do any of this shit, we'd
hint,
do it.
Hint, hint.
Yeah, come on, Warner Brothers, DC. Maybe we'll give you better reviews if you... you can't buy critics. What are you talking about? we'll work for you. We'll do what you want, please. But we're going to be critical until you pay us. That's how it works.
By the way, that's how the world works.
That's how the world works, goddammit.
Yeah, we've got
our fucking subscribers. Go. Get them. Get them subscribers now. Tell. It's not DC's fault. It's Warner Brothers' fault.
Yep.
And that's the thing. That's the distinction. Everyone says, oh, it's DC Films. No. They're a subsidiary of Warner Brothers.
Right.
Warner Brothers calls the shots for DC. It's the umbrella under the umbrella.
Right.
You
there's
know what
a,
I mean?
There's some suit guy who listened to some focus groups.
Yeah, and they're all like, well, we think because the focus group said that, bah, 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 that you should do. But that sounds like the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard. You're fired. I didn't understand what you said. I spoke clear English. That's what the filmmakers hear when the producers say their dumb shit. It's like Charlie Brown when the adults talk on show. It's wah, 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 wah. It's like what you're saying doesn't make sense to me because I'm a fucking artist. You're talking about focus groups. You're talking about like taking measuring 20-somethings and 30-somethings. And I'm trying to make art here, man. I'm trying to make a movie. You're trying to sell a product. We're clashing here. There is no middleman between art and profit. There is. It's called Hollywood, I guess.
Yeah.
It's called the entertainment industry. But that middleman is fucking horse shit, and it needs to stop happening. Look, people are going to see these movies.
Well, I mean, we
make them good. They're going to see them anyway. Just make them good.
We kind of need middlemen, but not quite as much as the middlemen would probably like to think.
Yeah. Well, we do need the middlemen just to be the middlemen.
Yeah,
just stay in the middle.
Just to get shit done.
Just stay where you belong.
To make sure that shit gets done.
Warner Brothers.
Don't make any creative decisions.
You're going to make your fucking money. People are going to see the movies even if you take the risk on like an art house director and say, okay, art house director, go direct Justice League Part 2. Do whatever you want. You have the full budget and all the studios behind you. Make whatever choices you want. Go. They'll still make money off of it. You know why? It's a fucking pre-established property that people love and enjoy, even if they don't like the movies. It's Batman.
Yep.
It's got the Batman symbol on it. There's Batman. There's Justice League. Oh, superheroes. DC. There's Superman. Wonder Woman. Cyborg. He's kind of new. We accept him. He's cool. And then we got, who else? Green Lantern. He's not in the movie. Mm-hmm. Then we got Flash. Everyone knows the Flash. The CW series is fantastic. What I'm saying is that the industry needs to fucking like realize that, not the industry, Disney gets it.
Mm-hmm.
Disney gets it, but you know who doesn't get it? Like who seriously doesn't understand it?
Oh, who?
Oh, I don't know. Two letters. WWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWB. Fuck you, Warner Brothers. Seriously, fuck you guys. You ruined Batman. You ruined the Joker. God damn it. You had Jared Leto play the Joker and you still fucked it up. How can you fuck it up? That guy is awesome. He should have been a great Joker. God damn it. It's Warner Brothers. I blame them. Final thoughts. What do you think? I mean, bargaining chip. I mean, I would still like to see a Nightwing movie.
Yeah.
I would still like to see it.
I would like to.
That would be cool.
I would like for it not to be shitty.
I mean, expand the Bat family. Don't make a shitty one. Of course, obviously, without saying.
Right.
But who would we cast as Nightwing? Mine would be Joseph Gordon-Levitt because I'd like a little Dark Knight carryover.
Oh, that's
but
a good choice.
I don't think that would work because he doesn't want to do it.
Oh.
He wouldn't do it. I don't think he would do it.
Well, I mean, you know, if you got him at gunpoint.
If Joseph Gordon-Levitt, like, said, yeah, I'll do a Nightwing movie, I'd be like, mm-hmm. Okay, I'll go see it. Like,
yeah.
Go make it, please. I wouldn't say no. That'd be dope. But, this is Warner Brothers just trying to be like, well, fuck you, Ben Affleck. We want you to play Batman. You're going to leave, so we're going to make Nightwing. And we're going to make a better Batman without Batman. What? Why don't you just recast Batman? Well, we can't because we fucked it up already. We might have to kill him off. Shit. We didn't think about this. Yeah, thanks a lot, Warner Brothers. Those are our final thoughts on that. We'd like to check it out regardless. See, you're going to make your money. All right, check this shit out. Now, remember we were talking about Deadpool and what was coming up for Deadpool?
Yes.
The Deadpool Cable thing.
Yes.
We were like, we don't know if it would work, make Cable sort of a side character, but who would play Cable? We couldn't think. We were like, the bad guy from Avatar.
Right.
You know, that guy.
That guy.
Everyone knows the general from Avatar who's
in
the mech
you know.
Suit.
You know the guy.
That guy. Everyone knows who that guy is. They just can't remember the actor's name. He needs to be Cable. Well, get this.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Russell Crowe is up for the role of Cable, or at least he's in contention.
Nice.
Didn't see that shit coming. Imagine Russell Crowe interacting with Deadpool Ryan Reynolds.
Not bad. Not a bad
Just
dynamic.
Just think about that dynamic.
That's, yeah.
Russell Crowe will strangle him
I think
to
it
get
works.
Him to shut the fuck up.
I think it works,
it's
yeah.
It's going to be amazing. So with news regarding the casting of Domino swirling around, that's right, we have Domino is like Deadpool's girlfriend, off again, on again. It's like his Catwoman. You know how Batman is like in love with Catwoman, but she's like a bad guy?
Yeah.
But like he still loves her, but like she's a bad guy, so he's got a real conflicted thing about it. He's real fucked up in the head.
Right.
Batman's fucked up in general.
Yeah.
He watched his parents die in an alley. He dresses up like a bat, fights crime.
Yeah, anyway, fucked up person finds another fucked up person.
There you
and
go.
Then they
Deadpool
fuck,
finds
fuck
Domino.
Shit up. Yeah.
And I guess Domino is like an ex-girlfriend or it's his current girlfriend. I don't know. I can't remember what the casting was for Domino, but I'm excited nevertheless that we're going to get Domino. Kerry Washington is playing Domino, supposedly. She made some comments. She
oh,
loved,
I,
she
I
said,
meant who is the character Domino?
Oh, who is she? Oh. She's Deadpool's cat. We already.
Oh, okay.
We already did. No,
okay.
We already talked. No, I already said that before.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the dynamic between Cable and Deadpool.
Between Cable and Deadpool?
Yeah.
No, they're not like. No, you thought I was saying that Cable and Deadpool are like Batman and Catwoman?
Yeah, I kind of zonked out a little bit.
you wait. So you thought that Cable and Deadpool would like fuck on the sly and then fight each other? You thought that's what
well,
I'm saying?
You know.
You know what with Deadpool? I couldn't say no to that. There's probably an alternate universe somewhere where Cable and Deadpool are lovers.
You know, there could be.
I'm not gonna say that's impossible.
There could be like.
I mean, didn't Deadpool take it up the ass?
There could be a subplot that's a parody of Brokeback Mountain.
Again, his girlfriend strapped it on and shoved it up his ass. I don't think he would be opposed to Russell Crowe doing it to him. I think he'd welcome it.
Well,
I think he'd be like,
yeah,
you're Russell Crowe. You can fuck
dude.
Me all you want. who would?
And then he says, who's Russell Crowe?
Yeah, but who? I don't care. It doesn't matter. Fuck me anyway.
I'm Deadpool.
I'm Deadpool, waka waka. You know, Deadpool. That's his catchphrase. Millennials might not know who Fozzie is. I guess we got Kerry Washington might be playing Domino. I think that would be cool. I would like to see her play Domino. Dolph Lundgren was a probable candidate, but he's not likely at this point. I'm still holding out for Dolph Lundgren. I'm still kind of holding out for Dolph Lundgren because that would be kind of cool.
Is
but
he still like jacked?
Yeah, he's still, dude, he's still doing Expendabros.
Oh, really? Wow.
The Expendabros. He's still doing that shit. Dolph Lundgren would still be cool. I can still see that working. I mean, it would still have parallels to his Colossus thing.
Mm.
Remember him in Colossus in the first one?
Right.
Dolph Lundgren's got that accent, so it would kind of.
Oh, yeah.
And he's tall, so. Man, Deadpool creator Robert Liefeld has perhaps done the work for them and has reached out to the actor Russell Crowe to see if he would like to be a Cable in the Cable Deadpool movie. The creator of Deadpool is like, fuck it. I'll just call him. You guys want Russell Crowe? Okay, let me. So here it goes, at Robert Liefeld said, at Russell Crowe, you should read for at Cable in Deadpool and X-Force. Just saying, ... Awesome. And then Russell Crowe says, I should read for it, ... And then he says, I'm sure if at Vancinity Reynolds has any interest in that idea, he'll find a way. And then he has all these Twitter photos about shit. And if your brain isn't like reeling with images of Crowe in the role already, which it should be if you're fucking sane, Liefeld has taken care of that too by creating an image. And we got it right here. Go check out Robert Liefeld at Robert Liefeld on Twitter and you'll see. Dude, I can see it. Look, he made it. He photoshopped this image himself. The creator of Deadpool wants Russell Crowe to play Cable. Make it so. Internet, make it so. I want this to happen. I mean, come on. That's pretty cool. I mean, when you show a concept like that, proof of concept sort of a thing, like, hey, this is what he would look like.
Right.
I can see it now. Before I was like, that's curious. But now I'm like, I want him to be Cable. This is the closest we've come to finding an actor to play the part of Cable. At one point, Kyle Chandler was up for the role. I don't know who the fuck that is, but if you know who Kyle Chandler is, good for you if you don't Google him. Nothing's really come of any of this casting news yet, nor the rumors that Ron Perlman, which would be awesome too,
yeah,
or Stephen Lang, which would be pretty cool as well. None of those are true. They're still rumors, but the creator of Deadpool himself is legit reaching out to Russell Crowe, and Russell Crowe is legit reaching back.
Yeah.
A little reach around. He's giving him a little fruit cup. for his fruit bowl. You know what I mean?
I think so.
When you do the reach around and you grab the balls, sounds, Armando, you know, sounds, the, when you grab it, wait.
Sounds
anyway,
tasty.
Regardless, I'm excited about this. So all this aside, holy fuck, man. What do you think? Russell Crowe's Cable.
Yeah.
I mean, even visually, Crowe just looks like a great fit for the character.
Right.
I mean, he's got an intense demeanor. He's a grizzled appearance.
Yeah.
It's perfect. And he's a talented guy.
Yeah.
I mean, there's. It's a get. Yeah. I mean,
he has the girth,
and he's got the. And apparently, I haven't seen The Nice Guys, but apparently, he did this movie with Ryan Gosling.
Okay.
Called The Nice Guys, and he does a comedic role in that where he's sort of like the straight man to Gosling's goofy guy. Mm-hmm. So fucking there you go. You can already show he's got comedy chops. And The Nice Guys was a successful movie. It came out with a lot of other high budget movies, and it was the only like comedy that came out, and it still held its own. And I think that's due in large part to the dynamic between Russell Crowe as an actor and a performer and Ryan Gosling as an actor and a performer.
Nice
and their
guys,
dynamic. Eh? And also, you know, you had Justin, what's his name? The
Timberlake?
Guy. No, not
Bieber.
Thoreau. Justin Thoreau, the guy who writes and directs movies.
Okay.
Not Bieber or Timberlake. Timberlake's cool. Bieber is a piece of shit. Go back to Canada, you little fuck. He's Canadian, by the way.
Yeah.
Can we deport him? He hasn't done anything.
I guess not.
All right. Well, anyway, Rob Liefeld is down. I'm down too. This is some good news. I take this as good news about Deadpool. I think this is great. I would love Russell Crowe, and having Russell Crowe join that universe would be so goddamn random. It would be so fucking weird and so fucking random to have Russell Crowe show up in Deadpool as Cable, and for him to say, "Yeah, I'll do it. All right, I'm Australian. All right, let's have a little fun, Deadpool. Right, crikey, shrimp on the barbie, chim chim chiru." What else?
It's not a knife.
That's not a knife. That's a gun. Run. change that up a bit. Regardless, I'm down. Final thoughts on Russell Crowe joining the Deadpool universe and the X-Men universe, too. Ooh, I didn't think of that. He'd be in the X-Men universe.
All right.
Do you think he'd be a good fit?
I do. I want to see it.
You know, a lot of people would have thought Russell Crowe is Wolverine.
Yeah, that
would
work, too.
I think they offered it to him. I think before Hugh Jackman, I think Russell Crowe was offered and he turned it down, and then it went to Hugh Jackman after that, which is kind of funny. Like if that kind of happened, if Russell Crowe ended up joining up later, oh my God, Gambit update.
Oh yeah.
Oh no, red alert, Gambit. Okay, Gambit Tatum. Did you know about this? Channing Tatum was lined up. Channing Tatum was lined up to play Gambit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude. And it was in production hell, in and out of hell. They were going to start shooting in New Orleans like 3 months ago, but then they stopped and canceled filming. And Channing Tatum said he wanted to do it. And then the studio said, well, we were not sure if we want to do it. Channing Tatum's like, yeah, I want to do it. And they're like, yeah, but we don't know. Really, they don't want him to play Gambit. Nobody wants him to play Gambit. The fans don't want him to play Gambit. The studio probably doesn't. And they've been putting the movie on hold and hiatus for a long time. Right. Well, earlier, the writer Simon Kinberg, he's also a producer, spoke about an alternate cut and a future of the Fantastic Four. At Fox. Fuck, we can't escape the Fantastic Four. Fan-four-stick with Michael B. Jordan. Now he's spoken with comicbook.com about the state of Channing Tatum's on-again, off-again plans for the X-Men-related Gambit film. Finally, we got some updates. Here we go. Now, at one time, the movie was scheduled for a November 2016 release. Well, it's 2017, and haven't seen a Gambit Tatum movie yet. But as things would happen, it was not in the cards for the film to begin its production anywhere near that window. Today, however, Kinberg has offered an update as to the status of the film's fate with the following statement. It's in active development. It's a movie that we hope will be ready to go by the end of this year and shoot next year. We have two or three X-Men-related movies this year, so it can wait for a moment. The process has been that Channing Tatum is a determined... Yeah, I bet he's really determined to play this role. He wants to play Gambit so fucking bad, and nobody else does. Sorry. That's not him. That's not the creator of the... Sorry, it's just me. Sorry. Anyway, going back to the quote. getting the character right is important. Like Ryan Reynolds was about Deadpool and Hugh Jackman was about this Logan movie. We know that when we get those right, the movie succeeds. So we want to make sure we get Gambit right because we want him to be the beginning of a whole new franchise. Oh, boy. What do you want a Channing Tatum Gambit movie, dude? Honestly, would you see it? Let's say they made it. It's let's say they had ads. And like, you could see it tomorrow. Would you go? You have to pay for the ticket. It's released. You can go. You're the only one who can go, but you got to pay for the ticket. And it's the usual ticket price, not matinee. Would you go watch the Gambit movie? Honest answer. Gun to your head.
I'd probably skip it.
Yeah, I know, right? Me too. If I had to pay, but if someone was like, hey, do you want to see this as a focus group?
Yeah,
I'd be like,
sure.
Fuck yeah. I'll tell you not to release this piece of shit. This sucks. Channing Tatum shouldn't play Gambit. I want to be a part of the process.
I would at least wait for a review to come out.
Yeah, I mean, dude, just the ideal alone. Gambit is a suave New Orleans Creole French speaking, like, he used to be a gypsy, and he used to be in a fucking circus, and he used to do like flips and shit, like in the acrobatics. He used to do the trapeze act. I mean, Gambit's a fucking like circus, like you know, he's this man
Carney.
Of the world. He's like the most interesting man in the world. When he was a young guy, he was Gambit. So interesting that when he was young, he was Gambit from the X-Men. That's another one you can do for the most interesting man in the world. Literally, a younger version of him is Gambit. That's how cool Gambit is. That's how important it is that we get him. Like, the only guy who could play that, who could pull that kind of cool off? I don't know, man. Like, Channing Tatum isn't that guy. He's not a Gambit type.
Sorry.
He's
not.
He's not. But you know who is? And you know what? This sounds like cliche as fuck. Johnny Depp, man. Johnny Depp is more Gambit than Channing Tatum.
Yeah, he might be.
And you know what? Why not Tom Hiddleston? However, Tom Hiddleston is Loki in Marvel, so he can't play Gambit. So, I'm going to say, what about Joseph Gordon-Levitt? You know, he's a suave dude. He'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, he could do that.
If not Nightwing, which they're going to make a Nightwing movie anyway, apparently. Why not have him play Gambit?
Yeah, it's all
Joe Go Live, yo. Joe Go Low.
Yeah, the only
Joe
thing
Go
is
Live. Sorry, go.
Yeah, you just have to have a good accent.
Oh, come on. He did that movie with the Highwire movie about the Twin Towers, the guy walking between the
Man on Wire?
Man on Wire, and he did a French accent.
Oh wait, or I think Man on Wire was the actual documentary.
Yeah, but I mean, that was the documentary. That's a great documentary on Netflix, by the way. Go check it out, y'all.
But
the movie
else,
is good too.
Yeah.
Directed by Robert Zemeckis, I believe. Joe Go Lev had a French accent because the performer was a French artist, so he had the French accent.
Yeah.
So he had French accent.
Oh,
so the difference between French and Creole is you just add a little twang. So you're French, huh? Now we are making some gambolaya. You want a little French gambolaya? It's Creole, it's Southern, it's French, a little bit of everything. We got rice, shrimp, prawns, king prawns, lobster. I don't know. Fucking Creole.
Okay.
New Orleans, that's what it is. I think he can do it. I'd like to see Joe Golev play Gambit, but not Channing Tatum. That's not the right. I mean, when you look at Hugh Jackman for Wolverine, it's like no one knew who he was, but when you saw that trailer, it made sense. You know?
Yeah. I guess like, I'd have to see it to believe it.
When you saw Ryan Reynolds play Deadpool, it just makes sense. It's like make sense.
See, now something like this might be good for a focus group.
For a focus group, maybe, but it has to be a focus group of nerds.
Yeah, that's true.
Why can't they have like? I'm sure they do. I'm sure they have like 12 different focus groups. They have the nerd focus group. They have the concerned mothers focus group.
Yeah.
They
have like church lady focus group.
The delinquent fathers focus group. You've got like the 25 to like dead group, like
16 and pregnant.
16 and pregnant group, like you know, all the above, you know, like and all the below too.
The octomoms.
Octomoms. Yeah, I mean. They got a focus group for fucking everything in Hollywood. So like all these movies got to pass through all the focus groups. If they score at least a 7 in each group, at least a 7 or above, it gets made in Hollywood. That's the mathematics. I'm surprised you people don't know this. It's on Google. Look it up.
The Octomoms really like the Channing Tatum.
Well, apparently the it tested well with the Octomoms, and the delinquent fathers loved it. Surprisingly. But yeah, that's Hollywood for you folks. Gambit Tatum. No way. No way. I'm sticking with my guns on Jogo Lev. If not Jogo Lev, how about Johnny Depp? If we go older, Johnny Depp would be cool. You want to go young? You want to go hip? You want to go kind of cool, suave, but badass? Shit, man. Michael B. Jordan. But I'd put him in anything. I love that guy. He's awesome. Michael B. Jordan, he's going to be in Black Panther. He's playing the bad guy in Black Panther. So that's Marvel. He's already in it. So he can't play. We can't. Get him to play Gambit.
I mean, I'm old already in terms of movies.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. Well, I guess at the end of the day, it depends on if Channing Tatum is the right guy for the part. Who knows? A lot of people gave Michael Keaton shit before he played Batman. Turns out he was one of the best Batmans ever. Right. They're like, Mr. fucking Mom's playing. Fuck you. I'm not having Mr. Mom play Batman.
Multiplicity.
Beetlejuice. Fuck you. He's not Batman. And then he was like, whoa, yeah, he's Batman. Apparently, and I didn't know this, the original line, the original Tim Burton 1989 Batman movie was going to be an R-rated film, and his Batman's first line was going to be, "I'm Batman, motherfucker." I wish they made that movie. And nice. The reason why the Batmobile had guns on it was because Batman was shooting bad guys.
I almost feel like Batman 1 was an R-rated movie.
It was the 80s when it came out.
Right, that's 80s, true.
80s, early 90s. I mean, those movies are R-rated now.
That's tame
80s. PG-13 in the 90s is fucking R-rated now.
Yeah.
Legit. That's how pussified everyone is. It's bullshit.
That's right.
Make America great again. It's great again. All right, next story. Gambit Tatum sucks. We don't want it. All right, here we go. Oh, God. More Hugh Jackman. Ooh. Check this out. Hugh Jackman might have stayed on as Wolverine if he was allowed in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Guys, this is a big downer. The big reason why Hugh Jackman dropped out was because they wouldn't put him in Avengers. Wolverine is a card-carrying member of the Avengers.
Really?
You know why? He's the best fucking X-Men ever. He has a super healing factor, metal skeleton. He can't die, really, unless nothing, even an atomic blast could kill this motherfucker.
That doesn't really make sense.
And he has metal bones. I mean, for fuck's sake, he's the best X-Men ever. And in the Avengers, he's one of the members, Spider-Man too. That's why they got Spider-Man in the Civil War movie, because he's a card-carrying member of the Avengers.
Right.
This is all Marvel. Just because different studios own it doesn't mean it's not Marvel. It's still Marvel. Fan-4-stick doesn't count. That's fan fiction. Fan-4-stick is fan fiction. Fuck you. That movie sucked. Even Michael B. Jordan couldn't save it, and he's charming as shit. God, I love that Michael B. Jordan. What a hell of a guy. I just want to be his buddy. Just want to walk around and say, you're great, Michael B. Jordan. So we got some quotes here. Well, before we get to that, 1 week from today, we will witness the final appearance of Hugh Jackman's tough, complex, badass Wolverine in Logan. Nerds around the world, let's take a moment of silence for this. Thank you. It's the passing of an era and a sadness we will have to get used to. We're going to be seeing a new guy. We're going to be getting a new guy playing Wolverine. We're going to be like, you're not fucking Wolverine.
Channing Tatum.
Logan Tatum. Fuck you, Logan Tatum. Get out of my Wolverine. But you know what? Other comic book actors who have made a name for themselves in their roles are like Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man. You know, you can't picture Iron Man without Robert Downey Jr. now. Same thing with Wolverine, dude, you know? It's like Michael Keaton for the longest time was Batman. Christian Bale, I still sort of see him as Batman. I still sort of see him as Batman. Pierce Brosnan, he's still kind of James Bond to me, you know? Even though Daniel Craig is James Bond.
Right.
It's like they're all James Bond, but they're like, it's like you're still James. It's weird. So, but with Hugh Jackman, though, he has an exceptional experience because he's one of the few actors, classically trained, musical theater actor as well, sings like a bastard, he's fucking brilliant. He can belt it out. This is a guy who has credibility as a performer, as an artist. Mm. And he went in and he made this role his own, and he held on to it and owned it for over 15 years. The first X-Men movie came out in 2000.
Yeah, that's true.
It's 2017, dude. He's been playing Wolverine
for
17 years.
I was just about out of high school.
This is the longest an actor has played a role, I think, in the cinematic world. 15 years in a row, same character.
Right.
While doing other movies, of course, that were I think, just as good. The Prestige is a fantastic film. He plays a dueling musician with Christian Bale. It's Wolverine versus Batman. How can you go wrong? You know, Wolverine versus Batman as magicians. What the fuck? Yeah, go watch The Prestige, bitch. That's what I'm talking about. In general, sorry, you're not bitches. I just call... I'm the bitch, let's face it. Basically, Jackman was asked if he would stay on if he were, say, offered to be a part of the MCU. Hmm. Getting a chance to team up or go toe-to-toe with other members of the Avengers. Because, as we all know, Wolverine is a part of the fucking Avengers and Spider-Man. Though not a guarantee, he would have said yes. Mm. He would have said yes. There would have been a moment of thought, you know? So we got a quote. If that was on the table when I made my decision, it certainly would have made me pause. That's for sure. Because I always love the idea of him with... in that dynamic. With the Hulk, obviously, with Iron Man. But there's a lot of smarter people with... MBAs who can't figure that out. Laughter. You never know. Damn it. Fuck, man. He would have done it. They got Spider-Man. They could have got Wolverine, dude. That would have been dope. Like Hugh Jackman Wolverine.
Right.
Not half-assed fucking Tom Hardy Wolverine, which we all know it's going to be Tom Hardy. And it won't be half-assed because Tom Hardy's awesome. He could play anything. But he did go on to say that what story arcs he would have liked to explore in his time playing the character. So this is sort of fan fiction from Wolverine himself. This was the one that I really thought when I spoke with the guys who created Old Man Logan. A lot of people think, oh, this is Old Man Logan. And I'm like, well, the inspiration for that was Unforgiven. That fucking Clint Eastwood movie I told you about, the Last Gunslinger. I'm like, this reminds me of old, like, Unforgiven.
Right.
He's directly referencing Unforgiven. So we're going to get a Western vibe from this, which I'm totally down for. And that's what we have in common. But there's no Hulk babies in this one, he laughs. In Old Man Logan, there were Hulk babies. The Hulk had babies. It was weird. Because it was the end of the world, and like Wolverine was one of the few... It's complicated. Go read Old Man Logan. It's awesome. It's really great, and it won't spoil the movie Logan because there's not a lot of the same stuff in that. I mean, like, there's a lot of the same setup, but it's going to be different, trust me. But then we get another quote from Hugh Jackman that says, at the moment, honestly, if I really did have them there, I probably would have said this is the last. It just feels like this is the right time to leave the character. Dude, you played him for 17 years. You can chill. Like, you've done your time. Like, you've done your time as Wolverine, Hugh Jackman, and we are grateful for it. Obviously, this scenario is out
of
the window.
Hats off to you.
Yeah, hats off to you. Jackman has said before he would have liked to take on Hulk in a movie, hinting at some great dysfunction between other members of the Avengers. But seeing as how Disney and Marvel don't have the cinematic rights to the character... And we chalk this mashup on the list of awesome things we will never get.
Well, I mean, they did make Spider-Man happen. I'm at least happy about that.
Yeah, by the way, Logan arrives March 3rd, you guys. So get ready. We're getting our last time. And also, fun fact and sad fact, this is Sir Patrick Stewart's last performance as Professor Charles Xavier.
X.
He's retiring as Professor X. In Logan. So we're losing Professor X and we're losing Wolverine.
15 years ago, I
Dude,
was like, fuck yeah, Patrick
17
Stewart.
Years ago, man. Like,
that's
that movie.
Perfect.
17 years ago, when I heard Captain Picard was playing Professor X,
like,
I was
whoa.
Like, he was born to play Professor X. What the fuck? Just like when I heard Donald Glover is playing Lando Calrissian. I'm like, yes, are you kidding me? I've got a boner. This is going to be the best thing ever.
And it was.
And it was. And now they cast actors as these parts, and you're like, awesome, and they fuck it up.
Yeah.
Jared Leto as the Joker? God damn it. That should have been like a no-brainer, man.
Right.
And it turned out to be a no-brainer. They didn't think about it at all. They didn't even try. They didn't even try to think about how to make it good. They're just like, here, make him do things and make him sound kind of funny. And
oh, but wait. Focus group doesn't like
focus
that.
Focus group doesn't like that. Let's make him an East LA punk.
He's be edgier.
East LA gangster punk.
Edgier, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Edgier. Heroin meth addict.
Edgier.
Tattoos.
Edgier.
Grill.
Edgier. I like the grill. I like the grill. Let's keep the grill.
Oh, good. Tattoos?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Nice. He's super pale. Yeah. Give me some of that. What else? Harley Quinn. Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Okay, the fucking audience will love that. They'll eat that shit up. Yeah. What else will it take? What else will they shove up their ass?
Oh, can we have Batman in there?
Yeah, put Batman in it,
but not for too long.
No, we'll have like 5 seconds of Batman and really piss off the audience. Okay, yeah, more cocaine. Yeah. I mean more fun powder for movies. Yes. Movie fun powder. Magic. More of it. Okay, I got it. Listen, Wolverine, Deadpool, go. What do you think? Together, get Hugh Jackman back, pay him $100 million.
Fuck that shit.
Well,
yeah.
Okay, let's do something dumb.
Yeah.
Cable and Deadpool.
Okay.
So, all right. That's going to do it for your nerd update, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it, as always. Thanks for getting nerdy with us and letting your nerd freak flag fly. Thanks for checking out the reaction videos that we've done in the past. It's really cool of you if you've checked them out. Don't forget to download, like, and subscribe on YouTube. Simmer Mike, that's our YouTube channel. Check it out, Simmer Mike on YouTube. Go to yotina.podomac.com for our official website. Again, yotina.podomac.com. We're live every once in a while at soundcast.fm in Brooklyn, and we do semi-live performances at Soundworks, and we also do shows here at the Awesome Pad, so that's how that shit goes.
Yeah,
regardless.
And we're also going to start doing.
And we're doing the Let's Plays, man. Let's play. Just did our first Let's Play tonight. So we've got our first Let's Play for not only Halo Wars 2.
Right.
But Star Wars Battlefront, the latest version on Xbox One. So these are Xbox One games. We should clarify that so that, you know, if you're a PS4 person, sorry. But we may get that hooked up at some point too, man. We're gonna start doing Let's Plays. We're gonna get another controller.
Yeah,
I love that. That's a part of the announcements. We're gonna get another controller
and better microphones.
Well, we need headset mics because we realized we couldn't hold microphones while playing video games.
Right.
So we need headsets. So once we get all the other, we just had to do a test run. So that's why the audio will be fucked up on the Let's Play video for the first one we do. But we promise we'll fix that up later on as we carry on, and that'll be stuff that we'll keep doing. We'll keep doing the trailer reactions.
We could dub over it.
Yeah, we could just dub it. We'll just do ADR. We'll do ADR at Soundworks.
Yeah,
I think I did a studio over there. Regardless, as we go on, we'll do more. And you know, let us know in the comments below. Like, download, subscribe. Tell us what's working, what isn't working. Tell us what you'd like to see more of. What you'd like us to react to. What video games you'd like us to play. If you have any suggestions towards video games or videos that you want us to react to or play, send it our way at teamawesomeshows.com. Again, teamawesomeshows.com. Wait, that's Gmail. No, I'm thinking of the Gmail, but I said the Twitter. Oh. That's so fucking weird. I was thinking Gmail, but said Twitter. At Team Awesome Inc. is our Twitter, by the way. Didn't mean to mention it again, but why not? But our actual Gmail account is teamawesomeshows@gmail.com. Again, teamawesomeshows@gmail.com if you want to directly message the production. But yeah, guys, that's going to do it. Armando Aranda, final thoughts. Of all the stories we've discussed tonight, which one has you most excited for? What titillates you? What titillates your nerd boner more, Armando Aranda? Sorry, I'm getting weird, but fuck, it's a weird show.
I do like Logan.
Logan, man. Knowing that he could have been an Avenger. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, no, Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe?
Right, yeah.
Russell Crowe as Cable.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah, I think
that's
like
the
that.
Standout. I think that's the winner.
That, yeah.
Russell Crowe as a sneaker. That's a sneaker win. I didn't think he would ever be a possibility.
Yeah.
But because we had the actual creator of Deadpool reach out to Russell Crowe and say, hey, you want to play Deadpool? We want you to play Deadpool. I mean, not Deadpool. Hey, do you want to play Cable? We want you to play Cable. And he's like, yeah, right. So it's like, boom, Twitter just helped a deal happen.
Yeah, it works.
And also, YouTube helped Deadpool happen. They leaked that test footage of footage.
Right.
And so the internet,
and everybody loved it.
And everybody loved it. So the internet, guys, your voice can be heard. If you want the studios to make your movies or the things that you love, tell them. They'll fucking listen now. They're listening now.
Yeah, wow.
We have a voice, and your voice.
And they didn't even water Deadpool down too much.
Yeah, Deadpool was totally like, they let that freak flag fly, man, and it was fucking dope. Mm-hmm. I watched it flap in the wind. Watch that thing flap around, mm-hmm. getting all flappified.
Flappified, slow-mo.
Just flapping slowly. Anyway, thanks for tuning in, guys. Take care, peace out, and keep it nerdy.
Yeah, nerdy.
Keep it nerdy, motherfuckers. Sorry, I don't mean to be inappropriate.
Word up.
Yeah, word up. Word to your mother. Oh, God, I'm so white. I'm so fucking white. Is it okay that I'm this white, or is it bad?
I don't know.
Oh, that means it's bad.
I'm not sure if I could say
that.
I'm not sure if I could say anything. Look, don't get me into this.
It's not racist if you say it.
Don't get me into this.
Come on, man. Just answer the question.
I'm not. No.
That means it's bad. That means bad.
Hey, everybody has a thing. Yep.
What?
That's what I say.
Everybody has a thing.
Yep.
This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome. Team Awesome Inc. Wink, wink. Shut up. Yeah.